This is 5 Minute Friday! Oh, we've got a big one today, guys. I was enamored with our guest today and the adversity that he overcame to achieve his dream. Now, for those that don't know who Andy Grammer is, you are in for a beautiful treat. He is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer. His debut album, Andy Grammer, was released in 2011 and swamped the hit singles Keep Your Head Up and Fine By Me. He became the first male pop star in a decade since John Mayer in 2002 to reach the top 10 at adult pop radio on his first two singles. And that is just the beginning, my friends.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Like, Keep Your Head Up, even just the title, you're like, I don't know. And what was funny is that was, I think people could feel the reason that that one did well. I just lost my mom. Mm-hmm. She passed away about 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that song came from being on the street without getting any real like acknowledgement, success. No one's seeing you mm-hmm. for what you think you are. That period of my life, I remember just like, I was like rehearsing in my Santa Monica apartment and there was a knock on the door. And I went out, and there was a little sticky note that said, literally, it said, give up the dream. Your voice is terrible. And I remember, and there was nobody even there.
Oh, my God.
There wasn't even someone that I could be like, oh, well, you just suck. Like, you're just the worst person ever. It was just, like, the world being like,
give up.
Like, stop. And wow. So I was out on the street doing my thing, and there was a whole day that went by where I didn't get any dollars. And I was like, wow, man, this is really intense. And I have my little cart.
$0.
$0 the whole day. I don't know if it was like overcast or something or no one was coming. But it's such a funny thing, such like a sweet defiance to follow your purpose even when you're – the only reason you're allowed to be there is because it's freedom of speech, right? So you're
and
there.
And you have a permit.
You have a permit. I paid.
You pay like
– like $35 for the year to be able to just have freedom of speech with my guitar. And I'm singing to no one.
Wow.
And people that are there are just not interested and they're walking by. I like packed all my stuff up. Just like, man, amazing. Wow. Okay. And I'm leaving and then I looked up at the sky and I was like, your move, whatever's up there. I literally will never leave. So if you want me to be here in 50 years, just like singing because this is the only opportunity that I have, I'm going hard at it, then I'll be here. Like it's your call. And I do believe there is something about, like, once you state your intentions and once you put it out there into the universe of, like, where you're going, then some things go, like, the secretary at the desk of the universe is like, no, he's serious. We can give it to him now.
right.
Like, he's not going to leave. Like, right. We should probably give it to this guy. He's just going to be annoying. Like, Andy's going to be annoying until something. And so after that, I went home and then I wrote that song.
Wow, man.
And I do believe, you know, my mom had passed away. I had $0. I was living in a pretty crappy apartment. And so out of that, if you hear that guy sing Keep Your Head Up, then you're like, oh, I'll listen to what you have to say.
Mm.
Go ahead. What do you got?
It wasn't like everything in your life was good.
Yeah. It wasn't like some sort of trust fund baby that was like, everybody, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's pain is something that grounds a lot of the positive stuff.
Of course.
You need them both to make it feel real.
Wow. Yeah.
I do love to talk about this because I don't know if I heard enough of this when I was coming up. So like in any business or art form, one of my favorite quotes is, the reason we struggle with insecurity is because we compare our behind the scenes with everybody else's highlight reels. So like you go through your life and you're like, man, I'm on year 3 out here. And did Prince do this?
Right.
You know, like, was Prince on the street? I don't. Right. All I've seen of Prince is on the cover of Billboard.
Right.
And I feel like maybe he just, like, was born on Billboard.
Right.
I like to try and be as open as possible because I think there's probably a lot of people out there that are really good and have something awesome to share with the world and need to know that I didn't just go like, oh, it's working. I went, my cover of this band that I think I like makes people stop for 30 seconds. And then I slowly was like, I'm going to write 10 songs that sound like that one. And out of those 10, none of them are good, but the 10th one is like kind of intriguing. So I'm going to write another 10.
And like you write that one, yeah.
Yeah, I like this one. Yeah. So then you write another 10, and guess what? Number 7 of those 10, you're getting people to like at least take a look. Right. You know?
Clap.
And just over and over, yeah, and over and over again. So there's a relentlessness to whatever greatness that I think is really, really important.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.